Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ogemaw Hills Deer Co-op is Ken Saman. How are you today, Ken?
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, glad to have you on the show with us. Now, this is your first time on the show, so give us a little background on the Ogemaw Hills Deer Co-op. I'm not familiar with this organization.
Well, it's kind of a relatively new concept going through the state of Michigan. The co-ops are, wildlife co-ops are sponsored by Michigan United Conservation Clubs and also by QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association.
Sure. So you're connected with them. So what the co-op pretty much is a co-op to for quality deer management then?
Yes. Our goals of the co-op are determined by the members. It's a informal organization, normally of adjacent or neighborhood property owners.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and I know there's a lot of hunters who are getting involved with things like this. So we do have better hunting and as you would say, quality deer for us to hunt when we're out there, for sure.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, now you've got an event coming up on Thursday. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be on out there.
Well, I feel like we have established a excellent panel of presenters from various facets of deer herd management throughout the state. Our kind of keynote speaker is a gentleman affectionately referred to oftentimes as the godfather of food plots in northern lower Michigan, and his name is Ed Spinazzola. And Ed is a author and practitioner of food plots throughout the state and other states as well. He's authored a book called Ultimate Deer Food Plots, and Ed has been working in conjunction with Michigan State Agricultural Department and other soil agronomists and all kinds of folks that have great expertise, and Ed has assembled all that knowledge into a book, which I refer to often, to say the least.
Yeah, the Ultimate Deer Food Plots is the book. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's well done. It's Ed has practiced all this stuff for years, and he wastes no one's time or money by having you do unnecessary things. So he gets right to the crux of the issue and tells you exactly how to do things. So I wish I would have bought the book much earlier. It would have taken me a lot of time and money.
Exactly. Well, he's your keynote speaker, but you've got some other, very interesting and very informative people who are going to be there too, right?
Yes. From the DNR, we're going to have an outstanding wildlife biologist by the name of Ashley Offenreich. I met Ashley at a deer hunting meeting earlier this summer, and she puts on an outstanding presentation. She is extremely knowledgeable about the deer herd in Michigan, and she is going to provide a lot of facts about harvesting data and what healthy deer herds need to provide a quality hunting experience for us in the state of Michigan. So she's excellent. She should be real exciting.
Very good. Okay.
And then also we have Anna Mitterling, who is a wildlife cooperative coordinator from MUCC and QDMA. And Anna is the one who helped us organize and develop our deer hunting co-op that we started here in Ogemaw Hills.
All right.
So she is excellent at providing information and helping people through that process and smoothing over as many issues as possibly can, because we all know that deer hunting has a lot of hot spots and hot buttons.
Oh, man, isn't that for sure? Well, I would imagine, you know, I know it's the Ogemaw Hills Deer Co-op, but I would imagine anybody could come on out if they're interested in this kind of deer management, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody's welcome. Hopefully we'll have plenty of room. We are going to be at the Ogemaw Heights High School cafeteria, and that's a pretty large room. And
right.
We're certainly hoping that it'll be well attended, so yeah. These people who have volunteered their time and talents and treasure to be there for free feel like it was a worthwhile
sure
event.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's happening Thursday. That is March 2nd, and it gets underway at 6:30 in the evening. Now, do they need to register for this at all, or can they just come on out? What do they need to do here?
If they register, it would be helpful so we have some kind of an idea how many people are going to show up. So make sure we have adequate seating arrangements, et cetera.
Okay.
But it's not absolutely necessary. It's just would be kind of a nice thing to let us know how what the status of our attendance might be.
All right. Now, how do they go about doing that, Ken?
Well, I posted flyers throughout the area, and also we have a Facebook page, and which bears our name, the Ogemaw Hills QDM Deer Co-op. There's a place there to indicate whether you're going to come or not, and then they can also send an email to the following address if you're ready for that, Kevin.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, it's this is all lowercase letters, Ogemaw Hill SDC at gmail.com.
All right, all one word there, Ogemaw Hill SDC at gmail.com.
Okay, SDC.
Right, SDC.
Okay, or you can call or text the following phone number, which is 989-326-2626.
All right, 989-326-2626. If you'd like to make sure that they know you're coming for what will be an interesting evening at Ogemaw Heights High School Cafeteria, Thursday, March 2nd, 6:30 to 8:30, as the Ogemaw Hills Deer Co-op will have some great keynote speakers and much more information about quality deer management. It sounds like a great time, and Ken Saman, Ken, we appreciate your time today, and hopefully we get the chance to talk to you again in the near future about how things are going with that deer co-op.
Well, I sure hope so. We're really looking forward to growing the movement and taking care of our deer herd so we can preserve it for many years to come.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Take care.